You're listening to SBS News.
Donning high-vis in a high-stakes campaign, the opposition leader has promised $2.2 billion for a major transport project in Victoria. He made the pledge while standing alongside Labor Premier Daniel Andrews in the seat of Chisholm, currently held on a tight margin by the Liberals. Mr Albanese says the suburban rail loop, a 90-kilometre rail track which would link Melbourne's east and west, will be transformative.
This project will transform the way that Melbournians can get around this city, but also transform for the whole of Victoria, because it will do what great cities do.
Daniel Andrews praised the support from Labor, but unsurprisingly had less kind words for the Coalition, who have so far refused to contribute to the multi-billion dollar project.
Every federal dollar that Victorians get from the miserable Morrison government, we ought to bow our head and treat it like it's foreign aid. We have been ripped off by this Liberal National government.
But it was wages which dominated the press conference, with Anthony Albanese saying he'd like to see wages rise more than 5.1% to match an increase in inflation. The Labor leader says he wants real wages to increase. That's people's wages rising above levels of inflation, because the Reserve Bank expects real wages to shrink by as much as 3% this year.
People should not go backwards. If you're on the minimum wage, you're struggling to pay your rent, you're struggling to buy food, you're struggling to get by. And the Fair Work Commission should bear that in mind in the decision that they make.
A 5% rise could see people on the minimum wage, currently at $20.33, earning up to $40 extra per full-time week. Labor's campaign spokesman Jason Clare later clarified the party's position. He says they haven't set a percentage figure which they'd like to see the commission nominate.
I'm not asking the Fair Work Commission to decide on any particular measure. They're the experts there. They'll make the decision. I make the general point is that we want to make sure that people's wages keep up with the cost of living.
The Prime Minister also refused to nominate a number and criticised Mr Albanese's approach.
If you make things up as you go along, as we heard him doing today, making things up on the run about what he thinks wages should be, without talking to people, without actually thinking through the consequences of the things that he's talking about.
The Fair Work Commission is due to make its decision on wages in June after the election. Both leaders appeared with state premiers on the campaign trail. Scott Morrison spoke beside New South Wales Liberal Premier Dominic Perrottet. The Prime Minister reiterated his comments about the New South Wales Independent Commission Against Corruption, which is repeatedly called a kangaroo court, after it investigated former Premier Gladys Berejiklian.
I stand by everything I've said on this matter. I don't believe the New South Wales ICAC is the model that we should be following at a federal level. I've seen it come to and destroy people's reputations and careers before it's even made a finding.
He's received criticisms from lawyers and the outgoing ICAC commissioner over those comments. Premier Dominic Perrottet has previously rejected the attacks from the Prime Minister, but this time tried to find common ground.
I believe the Prime Minister and I are completely on the same page in relation to driving integrity in public office, whether that's politicians or the public service. I agree with the Prime Minister in relation to it's not a one-size-fits-all approach.
Another issue plaguing the PM is Catherine Deaves, his hand-picked candidate for Warringah in Sydney's northeast. Ms Deaves has undermined her apology for comments calling gender-affirming surgery for transgender people surgical mutilation. She now says it's a legal term. Mr Morrison mistakenly called it a serious and controversial issue for adolescents, but in reality, only adults over 18 can access the surgery. Nonetheless, he says he supports Ms Deaves but wouldn't use the same terminology as she did.
That's not a phrase that I would use, and I'm sure it's not a phrase that any Prime Minister would use. I'm just simply saying that, you know, this is a significant surgical procedure that completely changes someone's life.
The issue has caused continuous hurt in the trans and wider LGBTQI plus community. Trans advocate Chris McAllister says it's nonsense to bring gender-affirming surgery for teens into the debate.
There is no gender-affirming surgery for under 18-year-olds in Australia. Trans people's lives are being debated for political gain.
LGBTQI plus advocates say the debate is taking away from the real and ongoing issues in health and support services the community is facing. Krishani Danji, SBS News. And has Scott Morrison been to your suburb? What about Anthony Albanese? We've created an interactive map of every seat the leaders have visited on the campaign trail. Head to the SBS News website now or download the SBS News app to explore it.